Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us again, freetalklive.com. You can again bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the show. In the meantime, we will, I think we do have, yep, Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Paula.
I was listening, and I tell you what, you were right about all of this.
What part?
Well, that, you know, she's scaring people, you know.
Right. Now, just for those just tuning in, Julia is my girlfriend. She's running for office locally here in Keene, New Hampshire, and the government people are getting very frightened. They're threatening her with jail time. They've been posting anonymous hit piece blogs. They don't like the idea that somebody's actually running, and they're serious about reducing the size of the state.
Yeah, this government is so evil, and I mean, it's she's showing how good a person she is, and it's scaring them, you know?
Yep, sure is.
But I mean, she's doing the right thing, and that gentleman was right. Don't let them, you know, intimidate her. You know, I mean, it's just, this is ridiculous.
She certainly won't. Paula, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, there's something that came on very serious today. Everybody needs to watch the History Channel. There was a lost book of Notre Dame, which his son had drawn a lot of the drawings in the book.
Wait a minute. The History Channel's talking about Notre Dame?
Yeah, the lost book of Notre Dame has finally come out. And anyway, he talked about what we're going through, where he said the towers was a sign of the apocalypse.
Oh, come on.
And
Paula, this guy is just another crackpot. You understand that, right?
No, he wasn't a crackpot. But anyway,
yes, he was. He's just some old kook that wrote some stuff down.
But anyway, the thing is, everything we've gone through is in there. He said Bin Laden was the Antichrist.
Nonsense.
And the church, they said,
I thought it was Hitler.
Yeah, I thought it was George Bush.
No, it's Bin Laden.
Oh.
He was supposed to be Muslim. And but anyway, they have the whole thing. I mean, it follows Revelation.
Now, wait a minute. How do they know that Nostradamus even wrote the book?
Because his son
had it. How do you know somebody didn't write it after the fact?
His son, the family had it, and then it finally went to the church, and the Catholic Church has finally released it.
The Catholic Church is holding the books of Nostradamus?
They got hold of it. But anyway, it's been released, and I mean, it's awesome. And I mean, everything we're going through over there in the Middle East, this is a religious war. And the thing is that in the end, it's up to us actually what happens. He said, we're going to run out of oil, water, air. He talked about our galaxy. There's a point in our galaxy that's in the very middle, which actually when you mark it on our Earth, they showed it. It's pretty close to Texas.
Paula,
Gulf.
Do you understand that Nostradamus wasn't an astrologer? He wasn't somebody that, I mean, he was not a scientist. He was just some old crackpot that wrote stuff down.
He wasn't a crackpot, okay?
Yeah.
And the thing is, he helped our family in Europe. Okay,
you know, what you need to ask yourself is, when you look at these people like Nostradamus, and Paula, thanks for the call, but when you look
Revelation.
At people like Nostradamus and these other supposed psychics and people that predict things, the fact is they're wrong 99 times out of 100.
Or at least 90 out of 100.
Right, and the 100th time, it's never something explicit. It's usually something like, and I predict that taxes will go up next year. You know, it's
vague.
Something like that.
Vague.
Yeah, it's always something vague that's interpreted after the fact. It's never explicitly predicted up front what will happen. It's after the fact. People look back and they, you know, they read some of these absurd vagaries and they say, towers. It must have meant the World Trade Center or whatever, right? That's what they do.
As though there haven't been towers for 1,000 years and
right.
Couldn't have been anything.
It's just silly to believe that people have the ability to predict the future. Silliness. 800-259-9231. There is no scientific evidence whatsoever to back that up at all. And I can prove it. The James Randi Foundation, I believe it's randi.org, but I'm not sure, R-A-N-D-I. Go look up Google James Randi.
Okay.
And he's got a foundation, and he has been offering for years $1 million to whoever can prove to scientific criteria that they will agree on. So whoever it is that can prove that they have some sort of paranormal ability, whether it's psychic predictions, telekinesis, ESP, you know, seeing ghosts, whatever the claim is.
It's randi.org.
Randi.org. Thank you.
With an I at the end.
R-A-N-D-I.org. Whatever it is their claim, they come to the Randi Foundation, claim the $1 million prize, They get together with their scientists. They come up with a plan as far as they agree with the scientists in advance what will prove scientifically that they can indeed do as what they claim to do.
Mm-hmm.
In the history of them offering that $1 million prize, no one has ever come forward. As I understand it, no one has ever come forward to claim it.
Or, yeah,
they've never gotten past the
people have
the
come
first...
forward to claim the prize. They just haven't gotten it.
Right.
They've never debunked all kinds of stuff.
Right. It's just total bunk. Total crap. Because if there was somebody out there that could really actually predict something, they'd have gone in there as soon as they heard about that and they'd have knocked it out. They'd have said, okay, yeah, Red Sox are going to win the World Series and and whatever else the other predictions are, and bing, bang, boom, $1 million.
Mm. But, of course, they wouldn't need the $1 million because if they could tell the future, they'd have lottery numbers or they'd have, they'd have bet on the Red Sox and they would, right. They'd be rich beyond belief.
Sure. Right, yeah, yeah. You know, the number one contributors to charity should be psychics. Because they should be able to psychically understand and, get this money, and then they'll have so much money they won't know what to do with it, so they give it to charity.
Instead, they have to get their money by, opening up stands on the side of the road.
Palm reading.
Tricking people out of their money.
Right, and that's called cold reading, by the way, just so you know. And the way it works is they come in there. You come into their little shop. And it's quite a skill, actually, being able to cold read somebody. You ask them questions that lead them to giving you information that you build your predictions off of. Or you build your next questions off of to get more information. The whole time you act like you've got some secret knowledge or the crystal ball is giving it to you. It's nothing more than hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus.
Yeah. Alakazam. 1-800-259-9231. So, the other news of the day is what's going on in the airports of America. According to TheAtlantic.com, one of their bloggers reports that immigration agents at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport apparently subjected some big-name Finnish musicians that had come to Minnesota for a music tour to quite a bit of interrogation and harassment.
Mm.
One is allegedly the Bruce Springsteen of Finland. These guys are huge. In Finland. Okay? So they've done nothing wrong, but this is how they were treated. They subjected them to more than 2 hours of interrogation that the musicians considered so harsh and demeaning they filed a formal complaint with the U.S. Embassy in Helsinki. Quote, it was almost 3 hours of screaming, door slamming, and accusations, according to the report I received. Honorary Finnish consul for the Dakotas and most of Minnesota said. Also, they threatened us with severe punishments if we talked to each other. According to the complaint signed by the musicians.
Doesn't sound like America. You can't talk. No talking.
Through the walls, I could hear officers yelling, screaming. They ask about the purpose of our trip, except we're only allowed to give yes or no answers. I try to talk about our plans to meet with Finnish-American folk musicians, and no one listens. They interrupt me constantly and yell, "You are a liar!" There's just a little sample of what happened to these people.
Sick.
And it's
weird.
It's one example of what's going on with international travelers.
They should be required to do it one of those sad Hollywood German accents.
German accent. You are a liar. Do they say no?
We have ways of making you talk, you folk music people from Finland.
You come into this country and you think you can just play your folk music here without having a questioning session?
I will show you a thing or two.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the TSA.
Your papers are not in order. Go back to whence you came.
Right. So this is what's happening. I mean, I think most Americans are completely oblivious to this. They go to the airports and they see the TSA and they know they've got to bend over.
They throw away their water bottles. They've already packed their their cosmetics up in little 3 ounce bottles inside of 1 gallon clear plastic bags.
It's much worse for international travelers. They're all suspects, they're all potential terrorists, and they're treated as such. Now, is there any surprise, with you understanding the story we just told you about, is there any surprise in your mind when we tell you that international travel is down almost 20% in this country over the last few years?
Yeah, I can't believe that anybody doesn't know that the travel's down, but it's, as a matter of fact, the number of foreign visitors to the United States has plummeted since 9/11, and New York and Washington, because foreigners don't feel welcome, is according to the tourism professionals.
No duh.
It's cost Americans $94 billion in visitor spending. $94 billion. Nearly 200,000 jobs $16 billion in lost tax revenue. That $16 billion has
to be
low.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's what it's cost so far.
Right.
It's going to keep costing that on into the future and more as more and more people decide, you know, we're going to vacation down in Australia this year instead of America.
Yep.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. November 2nd, 2007, gold, $794.60. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $818.65, $403.50 for half, $201.75 for quarter. That's $818.65, $403.50, and $201.75.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there for free Shrine of Female listeners included the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. In fact, we had a brand new Shriner that I put up on the site today. Her name's Beth. And we made an exception for Beth, because normally if somebody sent us a photo with a mask on, I wouldn't be able to accept it, because there would be no way to tell who was behind the mask.
Uh-huh.
So there was an exception made in this case. She's wearing a V mask, which I love, of course. So that got her some points. But also we know who she is. She's an early mover to the free as part of the Free State Project. She's going to be moving to New Hampshire probably within the next couple months. And so she's been up here several times, sort of scouting things out, attending the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, and let's see, what else? She's also come to Porkfest. So we've met her several times.
And I've gone mountain climbing with her.
Yeah. So,
on one occasion.
So, well, you know, we're willing to waive the rules in that particular case. Otherwise, it's a qualified photo. See, to get on the Shrine of Female Listeners, you have to send us a picture that proves you listen to the show. And she definitely proves in the picture that she is a Free Talk Live listener.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So, you can see what I mean.
Strategically placed bumper sticker.
You can see what I mean by heading over to... She's also got a Ron Paul sticker in there, too. She really got some nice imagery.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. She's
so, you can see that at freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Now, we just told you about a story out of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, where the Bruce Springsteen of Finland was coming in to apparently Bruce Springsteen in Finland is a folk singer. but he was coming to America to play his folk music, him and his band. And they were absolutely harassed by customs. In fact, the quotes from them say that they were yelled at, screamed at, interrogated about the purpose for their trip, and they were asked about the purpose of their trip, but they were only allowed to give yes or no answers. Just a really sick, weird, twisted situation. Not something you would expect from the land of the free. But then again, we're not the land of the free anymore. And it becomes less and less free as time goes on. As the Customs Department and the TSA ramp up the levels of security, ramp up the interrogations, ramp up the suspicion, we all will fall under this level of suspicion. You know what? If you think this isn't going to happen to you, well, if you stay in the country, you have a little while before you'll start to be treated like this. But if you are an American citizen who leaves the country for business or pleasure, get ready. Because in January of 2008, every American who crosses the border of Mexico or Canada will have to show a passport or other proof of citizenship to the bureaucracy when they come back, when they return to America. Now, does that mean that you will be guaranteed to be harassed like these people from Finland? No. But I can tell you more people will be harassed than ever before. They're already starting it. Already international travelers have to show passports to come back in. That's already a law on the books. And you can bet more and more people are getting this sort of treatment. Especially if something calamitous happens, like, I don't know, you have your wallet stolen while you're in Toronto or in, you know,
right, if you don't have your identification.
How are they going to treat you then? How are they going to treat you at the border if you're trying to come back in and you're telling them, oops, I lost my ID. Oops, I don't have my passport. Then what? I can tell you, they're going to put you in a holding cell or something while they try to dig through their bureaucratic mess and figure out who you are. Hope you enjoy that process, because it's coming soon.
They could sit you down and call you a stinking liar, you know, and hold you for a couple of hours like they did these people.
Right. Exactly right. And it's happening to more people.
And, you know, the thing about it is people, Americans, just say to themselves, oh, well, you know, what are we going to do? Who cares? It's I'm an American citizen. I'll get back in. And the fact is, you will. You know, you might have to deal with a little bit of crap from one of the bureaucrats. But, you know, big deal, right?
If it keeps us safe.
$94 billion in lost visitor spending since 2001, since we instituted this stupid, inefficient bureaucracy called the TSA, since we instituted the stupid Homeland Security Organization.
Yep.
You know, the fact
is... Mark the terrorists.
Yeah, but they don't do anything. The TSA misses 75% of the guns, knives, and bombs. We could do better than that with minimum wage. We could hire chimpanzees to go through people's
bags. I believe you could.
And you'd find more stuff. It's just ludicrous. And what is the Homeland Security doing?
Nothing.
It's cracking down. It's getting worse. It's going after us.
Oh.
And, you know, Benjamin Franklin was absolutely right when he said that those that would give up, their essential liberty for a little temporary security... will deserve neither and will get neither.
Damn right.
And that's what's going to happen,
it's
people.
It's what's happening.
We're going to have a police state.
A police state.
Well, it depends on your view of it.
Some people don't see it because they don't, you know, they don't live the lifestyle that...
They just don't apply the term. Look, we have cops at the airport that go through your luggage. Doesn't that sound like a police state? Isn't that a checkpoint? People are looking for your papers.
We actually have checkpoints.
And we have
random checkpoints, not just DUI checkpoints, but now we have citizenship checkpoints. Show us your papers, citizen.
200,000 jobs have been lost since 9/11 in the visitor industry. 200,000. 200,000 people.
Now, once Americans... Now, these are international travelers you're talking about, the $90 billion mm-hmm. that has been lost as far as business being done here by international travelers. That's a tremendous hit to the travel industry and to the economy in general. But it's going to get worse when the crackdown comes for American citizens. It's going to make it so American citizens aren't as interested in traveling abroad. It's going to make it so that their family members and friends that live abroad aren't going to want to come here to visit them, but that at the same time, the Americans aren't going to want to leave the country because they're not going to want to have to deal with the bureaucracy to go and visit their friends and family. I mean, it's going to put a real dampener on travel. And that also includes business. We told you a story, I think it was last week, about the Mexican border, where they're now testing the program that's going to go into effect next year that I told you about,
mm-hmm.
where they're going to require Americans to show proof of citizenship to get back into the country. Well, guess what that means? They're requiring everyone to show this, which means every single car is being stopped on the way back into America,
nice.
Which means that you are going to be waiting longer... and longer than you've ever waited in the past to get back into America. This is awful. This is going to make it so deliveries aren't made on time, truck drivers aren't going to be able to make their schedules on time, products aren't going to be making it to the market when they normally do. That's going to cost more gasoline. The price of products is going to go up. The traffic situation is going to get worse. It's just an awful situation. But yet the people who are in favor of this are going to say, but the terrorists, the immigrants, what about our jobs?
This is, there may be problems with terrorists and immigrants or whatever. That's fine. You don't have the right to take away my freedom to travel in order to make yourself free. You don't have the right to enslave me for your own quote-unquote safety.
Well, they may not have the right, but they do have the guns and the manpower, and they're going to do it. It's what they're doing. 800-259-9231. But Customs has a solution, Mark. I mean, they've got a solution to this problem of international travelers not wanting to come here.
Uh-huh.
And Walt Disney's going to help them. I'll tell you about it here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement.
Hello, truth seekers. Get ready to write down some important information. Why do 42% of Americans think our government lied about the events of September 11th? Is there proof 9/11 was an inside job?
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
The Reflecting Pool is an intense, sobering investigation into the most controversial tragedy of our time. The world premiere is this Saturday, 9 p.m. at the Cinema Paradiso in Fort Lauderdale.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
The Reflecting Pool questions the official version of September 11th, drawn from established sources and based on verifiable facts. The Reflecting Pool is a thought-provoking search for truth. See it at the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, Cinema Paradiso, 9 p.m. Saturday night.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
Be one of the first to see The Reflecting Pool. You'll be amazed and maybe terrified.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
This Saturday, 9 p.m. at the Cinema Paradiso in Fort Lauderdale.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com. Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that the yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there are fine to strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Live Saturday edition. Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include all kinds of neat things like the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners. It's all there, and it's all totally free. Live streaming, you name it, we give it away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We don't do that stuff. So enjoy on us, freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to the phones to the fun. Coming up, we will share with you custom solution to the problem of the United States losing international travelers. They have got the solution, and it's so simple, Mark.
Oh, good.
It will blow your mind.
I can't wait.
Let's go first to Sam in Colorado, listening on the on the amplifier line. Hello, Sam.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just flew out to Colorado here from Texas earlier today, and I used my petition. I had a unique experience kind of going through the TSA. Nothing dramatic this time, but it was pretty informative. I thought I'd share a few points.
Okay, sure.
First off, this is the fifth time I've used my TSA petition. It's got the redress of grievances. It's a little ticket sleeve. And this is the first lady that actually read the title, saw what it was, and noticed that it was, you know, something out of the ordinary.
Now, can you just give us a quick summary here of what exactly this is and what its purpose is for all of our listeners that don't know?
Sure. It's a trifold brochure that I Actually, I just came up with two documents, a petition for redressive grievances that talks about how the TSA is disconnected from market signals and why they're set up for failure because of that. And it also has a story about how they missed 90% of the guns, knives, and bombs from the Denver Red Team test.
Mm-hmm.
So I just turned that into an artist friend of mine, turned that into a trifold brochure. I cut a slot in it and turned it into a ticket sleeve, and then I hand it to the TSA agents as I go through. So I'm handing them my petition for redressive grievances.
Nice.
So
it's kind of a low-key way to communicate your objections to them without getting in their face.
It is. And the lady actually saw it, and she's like, you know, what's with the chains? And I talked to her a little bit about it. She asked for an extra, so I pulled one out and gave it to her.
Hmm.
And then the coolest thing that happened, the lady right behind me said, you know, this is all for show. And she started getting on the lady's case, and I've never seen that happen before. So that was wonderful to watch.
She's right. It is all for show, as they call it, security theater. And I mean, they miss so many weapons. It's just to slow you down and harass you more than anything else.
And make people feel better that somehow they're safe on planes, I guess.
And make them think the government's doing something, all the while all they're really doing is just milking the taxpayers for billions of dollars fund this agency.
They'd be so much better off if they would just reinforce the cabin doors on airplanes and let pilots have guns.
I think they'd be better off if they let the airlines set their own security policies.
I would agree with that, too.
If an airline wants to allow its pilot to carry a gun, then that should be up to the airline and the pilot. In fact, the airline should be free to decide to allow a cabin crew to carry guns or even the passengers. Why can't we be free to make those choices?
It's interesting that you guys mentioned that. The guy who was because I was going through as a selectee, I don't show ID when I travel.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Jason. He was an agent. He was sitting there swabbing my bag. And we talked for about 15 minutes, and he was taking my time because we were enjoying the conversation.
Mm.
He's actually been tested by the Red Team in Dallas, and he stopped them. And managed to find them. Now, he said they're very, very, very good at what they do. He also mentioned that that news story pulled out two of the worst cases and kind of publicized them. And I said, yeah, but there were 10 others that, you know, tested 70 or 90% failure rate. And he didn't really have a comment for that. But he talked about, you know, the procedures are in place, yada, yada. And I said, look, I've gone through, as a selectee in this major airport, through a certain checkpoint. And they haven't even searched my bag four times in a row. One time I came through with stitches on my chest from a little mole that was removed,
mm-hmm.
and I let the agent know that was patting me down. He didn't even check my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was really shocked at that because, you know, that violates procedures. And that's, I think, what they're catching. We also brought up passengers being able to carry guns on the plane, and he actually agreed.
Interesting.
He said he thinks that would be a great idea. The TSA he still believes, you know, it's important to check people for explosives and that sort of thing, because a handgun's not going to do anything in that case.
Well, you know, we know that in bureaucracy there are bureaucrats that actually care about their jobs,
mm-hmm.
and are really interested in making a difference. It's just that they're hamstrung by the bureaucracy and the red tape and all the governmental rules and nonsense that goes on in those worlds. And as you pointed out, they're not subject to market signals, so the bureaucrats can't really adjust themselves efficiently like people in the marketplace, business owners and employees and people like that can.
Yes, and one last thing we discussed was the binary explosives because of the water. And I said, look, you know, the chemists have proven the TATP just won't work that way. And he said, well, it's not TATP. And I said, okay, well, what explosive is it? And he thought, I can't tell you that. And he wouldn't know. He also couldn't tell me the success rate. He said in Dallas the success rate is much higher against the Red Team test, but he couldn't tell me what the number was.
That's a secret.
Yeah, it's 55% of the time we let them get through here.
Perhaps, yeah.
You know, but here's the thing. Let's assume that Dallas is, you know, I mean, it's a safe. It's an iron box.
A best
you can't get anything through. 20%. They catch,
you know. What about Houston?
What's that?
Or what about Houston or Austin any of the other airports?
Right, sure. They can try any of the other airports. And what about at 20%? That means you need to send 5 terrorists through. I mean, and these guys are essentially peasants from the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you send 5 terrorists through with their guns, knives, or bombs, which they only miss 20% of the time in, say, Dallas, and you've blown up a plane. Because that's what it seems to be the issue now, is blowing up a plane. That's not what happened on 9/11, so I don't really understand what the point of it is.
Yeah.
The point on 9/11 was somebody got a hold of a plane and blew it into a building. That's never going to happen again. There's no American, red-blooded American male and quite a few red-blooded American females that's ever going to let anybody with a box cutter take a plane again. It doesn't make sense. It's never going to happen. If that happens on a plane I'm on, I love you, honey. I'm going to go mess this dude up. I'm going to break his arm off behind his back.
You got nothing to lose.
So he cuts me on the arm with a box cutter? Big, fat, hairy deal. Yeah. But before 9/11, if you got why get cut in the arm with a box cutter? If you could just go spend, I don't know, spend 24 hours in Cuba on the tarmac, and then you get sent home. Big deal.
Yeah, I left him with the thought that, hey, even with explosives being brought onto a plane to bring it down, the private market's going to be in a better position to innovate and come up with less intrusive ways to find these dangerous items, you know, at the least possible inconvenience to customers.
Yep.
And he seemed to agree with that.
Right. It would be the least possible inconvenience, and they would also innovate ways to keep it fast, to keep it moving, to where,
you got it.
You know, the only thing that TSA can do is come up with more rules and more hoops to jump through, which just, just lengthens the process. And then, of course, it gives them the excuse to hire on more bureaucrats and expand the bureaucracy. It's just a mess. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Tom in Canada. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, we formed a group up here in Canada of about 32 scientists who look at climate change, and I think we actually are experiencing some of the things that your girlfriend's experiencing. We're looking at it, whether it's politically correct or not, from the point of view that climate is a fairly natural thing to see changing over the eons.
Sure is.
And whether or not recent climate change is extraordinary, and whether we're causing it, that's what we're actually examining.
Okay.
And we're trying to fight through the bureaucracy and the hysteria and the political right or left, try to actually find out what science really says. And it's interesting because our head, the head of our group, is a climatologist by the name of Dr. Tim Ball. He's had 5 death threats as a result of our activities to try to find out what scientists really think, independent of the political correctness. Similarly, you know, we've actually found that people simply are really suppressing this in a way that is really quite frightening. Until recently, nobody really knew what the scientists in the UN's climate agency, the IPCC, actually said to each other before these reports came out. And for the first time this year, with an access to information, a Canadian analyst by the name of Steve McIntyre forced the United Nations to release the comments of the climate scientists and the responses of the IPCC to these comments. And it's amazing. You know how they're always saying 2,500 scientists agree?
Right, they're saying it's a consensus and that all the scientists agree that the world's getting warmer because of human beings, but you're going to tell us what they really said. Hang on. 800-259-9231, or allegedly what they said. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, this is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-892-6238. 1-888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything, toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call, 800-259-9231. Ian, here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Whenever you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So you're going to do the shopping anyway, whether it be getting your new book that you're interested in reading, or a hot new DVD, or heck, even a piece of furniture. I mean, groceries? They have 41 categories for you to shop in. You can buy used stuff.
It's amazing the amount of things that Amazon has.
And, in fact, it is coming up on Christmas season again, right? The holiday season. Mm-hmm. Got to buy stuff for other people. Go shopping at Amazon. The prices are great.
The experts agree that you spend less by shopping online because you don't go and, you don't go out and spend a whole bunch extra like you would at a retail store. You find something for yourself while you're out at a retail store.
Sometimes it's surprising how much cheaper Amazon can be than retail. So anyway, amazon.freetalklive.com, that's the portal. You want to use that to get to their site. And if you do, then Free Talk Live gets a percentage. Okay, amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Tom in Canada. Tom, you're saying that you and some other people have formed a group, scientists, you said? Up in Canada to really take a close look at this whole global warming thing. And, you know, is it really something that there's a scientific consensus on, as so many people are claiming, which, of course, is absurd. The idea that science could ever have a consensus is antithetical to what science is all about. Science is all about theorizing and people testing those theories and hypotheses and determining things from that. But nothing in science is ever really for sure. They're always in question, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And so we had a look at this, the actual internal comments of the scientists within the IPCC, and the most critical one is Chapter 9, which looks at the causes of climate change and the forecast for the future. And of the 2,500 scientists, only 64 of them actually reviewed that chapter. And of that 64, most of them are biased because they wrote part of the chapter or their own papers are being referred to. So you're left with a grand total out of the 2,500 scientists, you're left with a grand total of 7 having reviewed the most important statement of the IPCC, which is that the last century has been mostly warmed by greenhouse gases from humans. And that particular statement was reviewed by almost none of them. So, in fact, this 2,500 number is just a hoax.
No, it's no shock. The UN is corrupt. The UN is a bureaucracy. The UN cutting corners. I mean, it's another big bureaucracy. That's all they are.
Yeah. Well, you know that, in fact, there couldn't be a consensus and the science couldn't be settled because every year now there's about 10,000 papers put out on this topic. And if the science was settled, you wouldn't be seeing that.
Yep.
So, in fact, what we're trying to do at the Natural Resources Stewardship Project, we have a website, it's nrsp.com. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is say, look, forget about left and right. Forget about, you know, who's going to make the money or who's going to lose. Let's look at what the science really says. And the idea that we know that we're causing significant climate change, we're a long, long way from that.
Thank you for the call, Tom. Very interesting and enlightening. Appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sure those who are interested in that topic will go and visit your website. FreeTalkLive.com is our website. Our number is 800-259-9231. There couldn't possibly be a scientific consensus. That's anti-scientific.
Yeah, you don't get to vote on what's right or what's wrong in science.
And the idea that people are so into this issue that they would call a scientist and issue death threats to him for coming out on this, for coming out against the popular viewpoint.
It just goes to show that, in fact, global warming really has nothing to do with saving the planet, and in fact has more to do with enslaving the planet to a worldwide government.
Mm.
That's what they're looking for. They really want to work. A global problem needs a global
solution.
What does that mean? That means a big, giant global government to take care of these things. And what kind of sense does that make?
No, it's craziness.
I didn't vote for anybody in the UN. Why should I have to be beholden to their rules?
I don't agree that you should. 800-259-9231. Ah, right. So the Customs Department, as I mentioned before, they have a brilliant plan, a cunning plan. According to Michael Hampton at HomelandStupidity.us, since September 11th, 2001, getting into the U.S. as a foreign visitor has become a harrowing experience. So much so, in fact, that foreign tourism is down nearly 20%, as many tourists choose to spend their holidays elsewhere. Rather than be poked, prodded, searched, fingerprinted, and verbally abused by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents. Not to fear, though, the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of State have done something about it. The first Americans that foreign tourists run into upon arrival are customs agents. Of course, what they've done doesn't at all involve training customs agents to be less abrasive and more welcoming. We were reading a story earlier about how they were shouting at people and interrogating them and just being generally awful. Instead, Homeland Security and the State Department have partnered with Walt Disney Parks and Resorts to produce a video to show to foreign visitors in their international airport arrival areas and make them feel welcome while they wait in turn in line to be shaken down. The government calls this a multimedia initiative to welcome international visitors to the United States. Sounds nice, right?
Mm.
It is a very nice video. He's got it linked here, and I'll post the link up on the BBS later tonight. But it's a very sort of warm, heartwarming video showing scenes from America of families and farms and businessmen and kids and, you know, that sort of thing.
Nice,
you know,
stuff.
Yeah, people smiling, waving. Disney commissioned the project as part of the Reich-Chertoff initiative that seeks to secure America's borders while welcoming legitimate visitors into the United States. According to the bureaucracy's press release, America's arrival for its foreign visitors really needs to be a welcoming experience, said the Walt Disney chairman in an accompanying video about the making of Portraits of America. It's called Welcome, Portraits of America. He says, we know that in the first 100 steps when people leave an airplane is when we have a chance to really make an impression about what a welcoming place they've arrived. Now it's true that after, this is back to Homeland Stupidity, now it's true after most people manage to get past customs and into the country, Americans are some of the most friendly, generous, welcoming people in the world. And the video showcases this fact. But
all except for the customs.
Well, it does nothing to assuage the fears of foreign tourists that they'll never get into the country in the first place, that they'll be denied entry, or detained for hours for no reason, or even tortured. The Department of Homeland Security spokesbureaucrat last year called flawed and self-serving a 2006 survey which found that international visitors to the U.S. worried more about customs agents than terrorists, and that one-third...
Well, the fact is, you're going to meet a customs agent. Likely, you'll never meet a terrorist.
Nope. It's likely that none of us will ever encounter any terrorism, ever.
Right. You pretty much have you know, you have a better chance of being killed by a falling coconut than you do of being killed by a terrorist.
Lightning strike, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And that one-third of international visitors to the U.S. found customs agents so rude and abrasive that they planned to never return to the United States. Now, stop for one moment. Remember, we told you before that international travel is down by almost 20% since 2001. The 2006 survey found that one out of three international travelers, so we've already knocked, by the time this survey was done in 2006, 20% of travelers had already gone. They were not taking the survey.
Mm.
So of the travelers that were coming here,
right, 5 years,
33% of them say, we're never coming back. Your customs agents are so rude. We'll take our business and our vacations elsewhere. 33%.
$94 billion in money from visitors.
That's so far what's been lost. Mm-hmm. Now, when the 33% decide to never come back, and we've already lost 20%, now 33%, I mean, that's going to be another $100 billion, if not more than that.
Mm. Mm.
I feel awful for the people in the travel industry. The people running theme parks and travel services and hotels and that sort of thing.
I just don't know.
They're being held hostage.
Awful.
They're the ones being held hostage by the terrorists in the airport.
Right. You know, if the terrorists wanted hated us for our freedoms, they damn sure got them.
Got our freedoms, you mean?
Yeah. But look, you know, what the terrorists did, the Americans stuck their tails between their legs and they, you know, put together this stupid, inefficient bureaucracy that makes it terrible for people to visit the United States. Looks like the terrorists won.
The video began playing last Monday at Washington Dulles International Airport and Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, and will be rolled out to international airports nationwide, according to the Department of Homeland Security. No word yet on whether customs agents will begin treating visitors with dignity and respect.
Yeah, forget that.
And think about it. What does customs care? Why do they care?
They are not financially incentivized to care.
You know, if anything, it's like the VA doctors. The VA doctors have an incentive to kill off their patients because it's just less patients for them to deal with during the day. Same thing with customs. Customs could give a flip if you don't ever want to come back. Makes their job easier. Less people to see. Less people to, you know, pat down and stuff.
Right. They are the epitome of a lazy, disincentivized worker. They don't want people to come through.
Right. If 33% of the current visitors never come back, their job's one-third easier.
And if they treat them poorly, well, you know, it doesn't matter if they treat them poorly or
just
not.
Just sad, sad stuff. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us Monday night. And online in the meantime, the rest of your weekend at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us there. All the features are for free. And we'll see you starting again Monday night. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Be safe.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...